Hello, this is Steve Henningsen from the Wealth Conservancy. It's Friday, March 29th. This is my market musing. Yesterday was the end of the quarter, so I thought I'd just give you guys a brief update. So far this year, we've seen the economy basically trudging along, doing okay. Unemployment has been staying about where it's been. And inflation, while it's come down, it's a little ahead of where the Fed wants. But all those things aren't exactly what would cause the Fed to lower rates, which they've said they're going to do, because usually you need, you know, impending recession and unemployment spiking up and so forth for the Fed to get nervous and lower interest rates. However, the markets still think the Fed is going to lower interest rates because the markets keep going up. And when I say markets, I'm talking about stocks, commodities, gold, Bitcoin, pretty much everything across the board. Except for bonds, which are down a little bit. Dollar's down slightly also, but not much. So we're kind of in this confusing place still, where I see market participants arguing both sides of, you know, is a rate cut justified or not? And like I said, it's not really justified right now, but, you know, the Fed could just say it's getting ahead of it. We'll have to wait and see. They certainly came off in their Fed meeting the other week as dovish, saying that they still think rate cuts are justified, even though we've had 2 months of some hot inflation numbers as far as CPI. But when they said that the other week, the markets liked it and everything went up after that. Fast forward to today, Chairman Powell was actually talking this morning, and that was after the PCE report, which is another inflation report, which was kind of flat, nothing really big out of that one. But he seemed a little more hawkish this time, saying that he could see keeping interest rates at current levels if inflation remains elevated. So you've got kind of two sides of the coin here of the Fed, and which one, you know, lowering rates and appeasing the markets in an environment that could spike inflation versus keeping rates where they are, which the markets wouldn't like and eventually would probably start to come down if they thought the Fed was serious about keeping rates where they are. And that would affect everything because that would strengthen the dollar, which would weaken, you know, commodities and stocks and gold. But, you know, right now, I continue to believe that, you know, the choices between, you know, an unstable bond market or strong dollar, and the Fed's going to save the bond market. You know, they still have, you know, $8 trillion plus of debt that needs to be rolled over in the next several months. And boy, that would be a lot easier if interest rates were lower. So I think in order to keep liquidity up and the bond market stable, they will cut rates at some point in the months ahead, and give the markets what they're already expecting and that they've been, you know, basically increasing in the last few months ahead of. So I'm in that camp. And I did notice as far as the Treasury bonds, because I had mentioned before that at some point, you know, if there was not enough people stepping forward as far as international funds and so forth to buy the bonds, that the Fed might have to institute QE or something in the year ahead to buy those bonds, or force market participants like, you know, 401ks or banks to buy them. So I thought it was kind of interesting the other day that ISDA, which is stands for the International Swaps and Derivatives Association, they asked regulators to accept U.S. Treasuries, or to exempt them, I should say, from the supplementary leverage ratio, the SLR ratio. That basically means they don't have to keep them on their balance sheet. And they did that before back in 2020 just for a short-term stimulus to the market, kind of an emergency procedure. But this act itself is basically the equivalent of conducting QEs, as it allows the banks to buy infinite treasuries funding at pretty much zero. So they borrow from the Fed, they buy treasuries, and they keep that spread between the 4% and the zero, keep that themselves. They don't have to put it on their balance sheet, so it's off balance sheet. And that, voila, gives the Treasury market a big buyer of treasuries. So I just thought that was kind of interesting to see that, you know, just kind of silently pop up in the news the other day. No one seemed to notice it much. Anyway, gold keeps rising, which is befuddling investors. That was at a new all-time high. And, you know, I don't know why people are befuddled. You know, the dollar is still pretty strong, so people are wondering why that is, because usually the dollar is falling and gold's going up. I think it has, as I said before, more to do with foreign countries buying up gold bullion to replace their reserves over treasuries, especially the oil-producing countries. They've been big buyers of gold. China continues to be a big buyer. So it's not really a big surprise to me, and I think gold is finally patiently, you know, clients have been patient with gold now for several years, and I think it's finally starting to pay off. And even the precious metal equities, which have been just lying dormant for years, are finally starting to get a bid and starting to go up. And, well, I mean, their margins are just going to expand if the price of gold and silver and copper and these other things start to go up. Then the difference between that and what their expenses are will increase, and that will flow through to their margins and profits, and they should do well in the years ahead. Even commodities like copper started to do well this month, which is usually an indication that the global economy is doing okay. So it was good to see these things kind of jump up and do well in the last month. And even given our weighting of cash and defensiveness in our portfolios, we were able to keep up with our benchmark this quarter, thanks to things like the commodities and gold and copper and things. Uranium is still doing well, and I expect that to continue going forward. I've actually become less defensive now that I believe the Fed's going to do whatever's necessary to maintain liquidity, which means the dollar should head down at some point, which should further assist stocks and commodities and gold and Bitcoin and everything that basically goes on the flip side of the dollar. And I'm going to continue buying the sectors that I believe will continue to perform well in an inflationary environment. I bought some industrial stocks and Bitcoin and stuff this quarter, and I'll probably be buying more industrial stocks this quarter, some biotechs, ETFs, and increasing exposures to international markets, which should perform well if the dollar weakens. So we'll have to see in the quarter that's coming up. We still have the election out there. We still have a lot of things going on with China and decisions that have to be made as far as tariffs and things that the president keeps talking about. But right now, even though there's much confusion out there as far as the Fed and will they or won't they cut rates, even amongst themselves, I'm sticking to the side that says they're going to lower interest rates, which will, like I said, help out the bond market, and they don't really care about the dollar as much. So we'll see if something occurs in the next couple of months that changes my mind on that. But for right now, that's where I stand, and I hope you all have a pleasant weekend.